Are you aware of adjusting your computer, of sitting where you are? Of settling in. Being with your experience. If it's supportive for you, beginning with remembering relaxation, this might be remembering by kind of checking aware. Or it might be a simple recognition, already aware. Awareness naturally receives experience. As we recognize awareness, awareness recognizes the objects of experience. Are you aware? What is awareness aware of? Awareness can know, can recognize, can meet, be with whatever is arising in our experience in the present moment. There's nothing outside of what awareness can meet. And awareness can work. Awareness works whatever is happening for us. There's not some special state of mind. That we need to have in order to be aware. Awareness infuses, can infuse whatever is already happening. So curiosity about awareness. We can have subtle views or beliefs that a particular arising or a particular state of mind is not appropriate or somehow is in the way of mindfulness of awareness. There aren't states that are inherently non-mindful, except possibly for non-mindfulness. But states that we would normally consider antithetical to being aware, like sleepiness, low energy, spaciness, confusion. These states are not inherently non-mindful. We can be aware of sleepiness, low energy, spaciness, confusion. Mindfulness can infuse, reflect those states too. Much as a mirror will reflect whatever is in front of it, whether that is fog or steam or the clarity of a landscape or just a blank wall. Are you aware? Check the awareness. Letting go of a tendency we might have to evaluate our awareness based on the objects or the experience that awareness is aware of. Are you aware? The objects of awareness can be so different moment to moment. Not only different in terms of sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, things in the mind, but also some experiences are kind of delimited or precise, particular sensation on the knee or foot. The arising of a specific sound. Aware of that. Sometimes awareness is more diffuse. What we are aware of is a more diffuse experience. Perhaps aware of a broad sense of vibratory energy through the body rather than a specific precise sensation. Or perhaps recognizing awareness of spaciousness of mind, not a precise experience, but spaciousness of mind. And we can also be aware of clearly recognizing a thought arising in the mind. Rather than evaluating awareness based on the objects. Are you aware? And that awareness is aware of experience. So we're not simply drifting in some space of pure awareness, some idea of that. There's awareness and awareness of experience. Are you aware? We might notice certain views or ideas about what awareness is aware of. We might notice thoughts like, this can't be right. I can't be mindful while this is happening. Or perhaps confusion. How can I be aware of this? These kinds of thoughts can perhaps be a way to recognize a subtle view of you, an idea that something's in the way of being aware. Perhaps seeing that view, you can recognize that's a view. That's just another arising experience that can be known. Thinking, I can't be aware of this is happening. Aware of that. Are you aware? Receiving experience, awareness receiving experience. From time to time, it can be useful to check the attitude. What's the relationship to what's happening? Wanting it to continue, leaning in, liking, wanting it to stop, leaning away, not liking, resistance. Aversion. Perhaps confusion, uncertainty, or beliefs, ideas. This is good practice, this is bad practice. This should be happening, this shouldn't be happening. Or balance of mind, interest, connection, curiosity, patience, are you aware? Receiving experience. Awareness, recognizing experience. Maybe you're already aware. With awareness already recognizing what's happening.
Thank you.